Truth News Network. It's time for Real News
without the spin.
The only place you'll find it is at TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Here's your political ringmaster,
your host,
Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth News Network. I'm Dan Newman, and I hope you had a very good weekend. You know, we're facing a really big day tomorrow across America. And over the past few weeks, we've talked a lot about the ins and outs of elections and this election, the midterms, and what it's all about. But there's something that is very, very important, not just to tomorrow, but to what happens next in the United States of America. We've mentioned it from time to time, but we haven't really got deep into it. I think it's very important for us to do just that today. So right after this commercial, we have a special guest that's going to speak to us all. So here's what I want you to do. During the commercial, get away from any distractions, anybody, and be close to your radio for this podcast and listen closely to what our special guest has to say. It will probably change your life. Coming up, right after this, you're going to meet our special guest.
Long live the courageous.
May God bless and keep you always. May you
the tenacious.
May you always do for others.
The ones who push forward
do for you.
And give back.
To the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay.
Long live the greater good.
May you stay.
The helping hand. Those who fall and get back up. And long live the truck with the strength to overcome. The will to outwork. And the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
The Truth News Network.
Hello, everyone. My name is Corruption. I'm certain you know who I am. I've been around for a really long time. If we haven't met yet personally, certainly you've witnessed my handiwork. I don't remember a time when I didn't exist. Honestly, I'm certain I've been around as long as you guys have. The reason that many don't recognize me when they see the results of my work is because I have a great attribute that only I can initiate. I can look like anybody, and I can even act just like the wind. You really don't see the wind, but you see its results. You see what the wind does. When you see leaves on a tree blowing around, you know the wind is there. I can make myself just like that. You don't necessarily see me. You see what I do. And I do a lot. So what do I do? What's my job? I have one job in life. And that is to get every human I can to blindly accept everything I show them is what they need. And then get them to do all of those things that I've showed them. What does that mean? Let me explain. I find ways to exploit your weaknesses. I'm really good at finding them. Let's face it. They're usually about sex, money, fame, power, truthfulness. All I have to do is find which is your poison. It's easy for me to then use your poison against you. Alexander the Great was extremely insecure. As a boy, he just wanted people to like him. Kids his own age bullied him. All he ever wanted
was to retaliate against them all. So I surrounded him with a bunch of guys that I had already made mine. They taught Alex how easy it is to be powerful and to tower over others, just as those bullies had done to him. So he did it. He found ways to not only destroy people, but he also slaughtered tens of thousands of humans who stood in the way of his lust for power. The more death and destruction he initiated, the more power he wanted. He was my favorite son for a while. Europe was really easy for me. Stalin and Lenin were easy pawns. Their lust for power made it simple for me to dangle conquest in front of both. Their pride and greed consumed them, and through that destroyed millions of good people. War was just a tool for them to use to spread their brutality. They both fed on all my benefits, wealth, sexual perversion, fear, and the domination of their nation's citizens' lives, until those two were through with them. Then, those plebes were marched to death camps, the gulags, or simply were executed. Before those Russian pawns, I turned Hitler my way. Adolf was pretty easy. He was a shy German lad who hated Jewish people in his neighborhood. He deplored his own weaknesses. That made it easy for him to spot in others and flame him in the fires of hatred. I gave him tools that allowed him to easily convince people around him to follow. He loved the military, which he used to obliterate Jews that dared to call the motherland theirs. He conned a large group of military leaders to get rid of the Jews, first in Germany, then Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, and Austria. I gave him the idea of how to exterminate the vermin, which he passed along to his minions. Those military leaders fired up the ovens and the gas chambers. The Jews that escaped those were simply starved to death. But America really opened the door for me to expand my craft. There was a group of really strong and honest people who resisted me in the beginning. They set up a government that was designed to assure settlers in the New World that the brutal dictatorships and monarchies they lived through in Europe would never dominate America. That government was supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. It worked for a while. America is becoming the most powerful, richest, and freest country on earth. Made it a candy store for me. I've had a field day. When people get fat, content, and happy, Mr. Corruption has a much easier time breaking down any doors of resistance. Americans became so content and so oblivious to the realities of life elsewhere. They all, for the most part, adopted an attitude of entitlement that became the easiest portal I've ever had to quietly use to invade a nation. Do you think slavery just happened? Heck no. Men throughout history lusted for power over other humans. But I used Americans' pride and laziness to push their thirst for control over others to the limits. Slave owners took depravity to the lowest depths of humanity. Sex and human trafficking ran amok, forcing men, women and children to play the humiliating roles of being nothing more than chattel property was one of my greatest achievements. Plantation owners treated slaves like farm animals with no regard for their health, welfare, their families, or any role they played other than whatever role the slave owner chose for them. And I instilled and maintained in all their minds that owning another human was just something you did. Everybody does that. That's what they said. And that made it okay. I hope you didn't think when Americans adopted the attitude that government was nothing more than a tool for them to use for their personal enrichment, that their doing so is just something that happened. I did that. And it was pretty easy. After all, when men and women live every day of their lives thinking their desires are the only things that matter in their world, they always find ways to make certain what they want is available somehow. I dropped this question to no politician said one day, why not just use government to take care of all of this? When I control the political might, I control every person, every business, every lawmaker, every law, and every dollar. That way, I can have everything I want. The first politicians I turned took it to some really way out limits. So I made it clear to them that they needed to keep pushing forward with their political power grabbing processes. But they needed to keep it quiet. There were always going to be men and women around who would reject me and my ideas and would stick to everything right, legal, and fair. We didn't need these do-gooders talking to others about us. And it worked. You may be saying, all this is just a bit too far-fetched. Do you really think that? You don't think I was there when John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln? Booth was one of my guys. Lincoln refused to drink the corruption Kool-Aid. I had to take him out. Booth was just that guy. You don't think Lee Harvey Oswald acted on his own, do you? That conspiracy theory about who shot Kennedy was about a real conspiracy. I couldn't have a guy in power like Kennedy who was teaching Americans to live lives totally opposite to my teachings. He told them, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. I couldn't have this nation become one of people who cared for others. You don't believe that James Earl Ray shot Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. because he was simply a racist. James Earl Ray was on a mission for me. My people needed African Americans to continue to be subservient to Caucasian Americans and live only to fulfill the whims of those superior Americans. King was teaching those African Americans that they were really valuable. They were created as equal human beings in every way. I couldn't allow that. You don't think that those white Southern Democrats came up with those white sheets and the burning hunger to terrorize African Americans on their own? I planted those seeds in their minds. I created racism. It was an amazing tool, very effective. Pit one human against another, perpetuate anger, bigotry, and hatred, and perpetuate war. Real or perceived, between people who are different. I had to keep white Americans believing black Americans were unworthy of even simple human dignity. I had to keep black Americans subservient and willing to accept they were less than human. You don't think that some guy just decided that he didn't like women and he preferred other guys and some woman that she liked other women? Things regarding sex between men and women had rocked almost too quietly for too long. I had to plant those thoughts and confuse those men and women. And I later used that confusion to create an entire political movement to instill and perpetuate some of the most amazing animus yet in America. And it's still working too, isn't it? I made politicians lust for power so consuming they accepted every thought I gave them as to how to build and perpetuate power while hiding their intentions, their methods, and actions in accumulating all the power in the U.S. necessary to enslave the entire population without them even knowing it. I created blackmail. I taught politicians how to use it to enslave their fellow legislators, forcing them to commit the most disgusting acts against others one can imagine. Politicians were forced to go along with horrific and heinous acts against American citizens in every way imaginable. Confiscatory tax policies, theft of citizens' rights and property, unfair criminal law and prosecution of those unfair laws, personal enrichment through unimaginable schemes, all while opening the door to bigger and bigger and bigger government. To allow an entire elite class of Americans to self-determine every aspect of life for every American with no regard for those Americans' wishes. I taught elitists from that government to allow the evils created by Stalin, Hitler, Goebbels, Mao, and even King Herod to stealthily creep back into American culture. Planned Parenthood has been given billions of dollars confiscated from Americans through taxpayers to summarily destroy millions of humans before their birth, while those elitists hide that Planned Parenthood refunds those politicians millions of those tax dollars they've been given, but calling them campaign contributions. Politicians waste trillions of American dollars in scheme after scheme, pork project after pork project, passing out money to friends, relatives, companies owned by campaign supporters, all the while accepting billions of dollars in contributions from supporters, which are all payback. It is ridiculously funny that through the lust for power, money, and their pride, I have, with all of those tools, I have them so tied to me they cannot say one thing to anyone about any of this. If they do, they know they'll all go down. And when one or two start thinking about talking, all I have to do is send one of my lieutenants to remind them of what I can do. And they all shut up. Or I shut them up. All this stuff you see politicians do today that just doesn't seem right, I'm the source of their doing so. And their justification for doing it. Things like picking and choosing which laws to enforce, which ones to forget about. Who can get away with breaking any laws without any penalty? That's me. They're promoting open borders and illegal immigration. That's me too. Allowing the unfettered funding of hate groups like Antifa and the white supremacists to each promote nothing but racism, hatred, anarchy, and all-out war. All of it, I instigate. The death of morality and decency throughout the American populace. Exploding violence and murder, rape, human trafficking of all kinds, pedophilia, incest, and even abortion. That's all me. And it's some of my finest work. None of any of this is possible without people in power. There are many in government. Too many for me to list for you here. I wouldn't do that anyway. I don't want to give myself away any more than I already have in this story today. But you know them all by name. I won't even talk about them individually. You know what's funny? God has done an amazing job in creating the world and creating humans. I sometimes slap myself thinking, why God even created me? I wonder why God created evil too. I'm not going to worry about that. I'll just revel in that evil and continue to corrupt everyone I can. I've gotten really good at it. Really good at hiding it as well. I bet you never really thought much about me. See, I've done a pretty good job. I'll let you go with this thought. People in America are not as stupid as they act. They see all of this along with all the good in the world. American people make choices about whether they are going to let me do through them what my name says I'm all about. Corrupting them and leading them into the corruption of others. There are very few who actually speak up against me. Most people, like you, are not politicians. Those people, like you, willingly allow this all to happen. I'm taking a chance coming forward and talking to you about this today. I'm pretty sure you could start talking about me, trying to convince others that I'm real, and that you guys should do something, anything to get rid of me. But I'm so confident, so sure, and so good at what I do, I'm pretty sure those other people aren't going to do anything like that. But there's something that is certain. As long as I exist, and as long as men and women keep me around, I'm the one that is going to be in power. I'm the one that will run the show. And I know all the ins and outs of human beings and how to manipulate you all. Doing so is pretty easy, too easy. And I plan to just keep right on doing what I do best. Corruption. You could do something about me. You could talk about me to your family members, friends, relatives, and even politicians who are supposed to serve you. But you probably won't do that. Why? I know who you are. I know what you're thinking. And I know what you've done. You already knew that, didn't you? Listen to this and remember this one thing. Your being quiet about me is the reason I still exist. And the reason I'm not going anywhere.
Ha 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 ha